this morning, we're here with Joe Fleury from J&G Exterior Solutions, where they treat your home like their own. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for being here today. So tell me a little bit more about what J&G Exterior Solutions is.
So when we first started out, J&G Exterior Solutions, we mainly just focused on exterior work. It was doors, decks, windows, and then slowly but surely, we have transitioned into a full general contractor outfit. So I went back 2 years ago, got my general contractor license, and now we are building homes, we are doing home additions, and we are remodeling houses.
You're going to have to change this Exterior Solutions name.
I have went back and forth with that, and
But you have we all your fun t-shirts and stuff.
That yeah, all the t-shirts. Yeah. And we've been branded with Exterior Solutions for so long that it's, I guess, we just haven't pulled the trigger with the rebrand yet, but I know it's coming.
Well, and I think you've made a reputation for yourself over the last few years.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
You have a lot of customers that are word of mouth. Is that, yeah. That's how people are finding you.
Yeah, that's how most of them find us, is through word of mouth. Yes.
What, when you started this company, and G is your dad,
yeah,
that's part of the company too. When you started this, what was this mission of treat their home like your own? Was that kind of the path you wanted to start down right away? Did you know that customer service was going to be such an important part of things for you?
Yeah. We wanted to be customer service focused, and we heard so many horror stories along the way of just people not returning the calls, not answering calls, just taking, you know, people not showing up, just a whole host of things. And we wanted to be different. We wanted to solely focus on the customer and treat their house like it was our own house. How we would want to.
And I'm guessing too, you know, contractor stuff, construction stuff, none of that is my world. I don't know anything about any of that. And so if I have a contractor in my house, there's a lot of trust I have to put in them to do a quality job. And so I think that sometimes when you're owning a business, you realize the more jobs you can push through, the better quantity you have, and you can do more jobs. How have you kind of weighed that of, okay, this quality work is going to weigh heavier than just, you know, turning through jobs really quickly.
Yeah, and that, you know, I think that's a growing pain every business has, you know, because I can't do everything. Essentially, if you're trying to grow, you know, you got to trust that your process and that your training is spot on. So I still show up to all the jobs and spend time on the jobs and make sure that, you know, I make sure everything is built to our standard.
And, do a quality check
yeah,
on
Yeah, do
it
a
all.
Quality check on everything. And then, you know, my dad, he comes in and he just, he comes and does, that's what his main job is to make sure quality control is there too. And then also, we've got foremans now that are over you know, each crew that maintain our standard of quality as well. So,
how many employees do you have at the company now?
Currently, we have 6 to 8. It just depends on what day it is.
Yeah, that's a good bit of you know, workers. Where you probably did you start with just you and your dad doing kind of odd jobs?
Yeah, pretty much.
It like was, you said, installing windows and doors and
decks.
Yeah,
it was pretty much me. He's kind of retired, so he just helped out with just picking up materials and things like that. And that's what he mainly does now is, you know, if they need something on the job site, he delivers it and picks up anything that they need or whatever, and hauls equipment sometimes, you know, the dump trailer, et cetera. But
so as a business owner, it probably feels really great to have employees and have 6 to 8 employees that you're working with. But it's probably a little bit heavy that you're kind of helping provide for themselves or these you know, if they have families or whatnot. Tell me about what that's like.
It's a lot of long days. you know, I trust in the Lord, so I put my full faith in Him, and so I try to just not, you know, I'm human too, so there's stress when it comes to owning a business and providing for, you know, other people, family depending on you, but we solely trust in the Lord, and we know that He'll provide for us. So,
and is that kind of a sense of pride to get your business to that level, that not only are you providing quality service to the people of our community that need or want, you know, at home renovations, you're also then providing jobs in our area?
Yeah. I try to not be prideful. That's but it is a nice feeling to know that that we provide, you know, jobs, and we also provide jobs for people that are you know, just coming out of you know, bad situations, or, you know, people that need a hand up or a second chance. So that's an also a sense of pride too, is knowing that you know, that
you can influence people's lives and really help them stay on that track of turning things around.
Right. Yeah.
In case you're just joining us, I have Joe Fleury in today with J&G Exterior Solutions. Tell me about a job where you really felt like it was impactful. You've been doing this. How long ago did you start the company? Four years ago?
This is our fifth year.
Fifth
this
year.
May. Yeah. So this will be going on our sixth year.
So in those 5 years, you've gone through a lot of customers, I'm sure. And tell me about a time where it really felt impactful and that what you were doing really mattered.
There's a couple of them, not to mention no names or anything, but, you know, when people call and they're like, oh my God, thank you so much for actually showing up, or, I hear this a lot, and it, you know, it's hard not to get your emotions involved in it. And, you know, people, you know, renovations are not cheap. So when people are talking about, you know, paying people the deposit, that's thousands of dollars. And then not showing back up or just really messing up their house, that's their biggest investment, is their home. Mm-hmm. So it starts to pull on your heartstrings. But there's been a couple where where that situation has happened, and we were able to get them their house back in order for them and you know, keep the cost down and be effective for them. And just – because, like I said, that's your biggest investment, and that's, you know, that's a lot of money is in your home, is, well, tied up in it. So,
and I think that often people think of home renovations or improvement as an extra thing, something that's frugal and frivolous. And sometimes you have to go into homes to help them function, I'm imagining. That, you know, you have a problem in a bathroom where there's, you know, water leaking into a bedroom, or, you know, there's huge things that it weighs on the quality of life of some of these people.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, most people don't realize they have an issue until they're falling through the floor or, you know, something along those lines, or their ceiling's falling down. And then by that point, it's you know, it's a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, most repairs that we do are, you know, new cupboards or new cabinets and new you know, a new bathroom. That's a, you know, luxury, yes. But I'd say probably 75% of our jobs are just repairs that, you know, that are necessary repairs for the home to function properly.
Yeah, which I'm guessing that just, you know, you think of your own when you. As our listeners are thinking about just kind of their own homes, and when you walk in, you don't want a big hole in your kitchen floor, or you don't want a bathroom that has, you know, leaky faucets that there's mold growing and things like that. There is things with home improvements that do affect the quality of life a lot.
Yeah. You know, the biggest one is a leak, you know, and a lot of people don't notice it until, you know, there's actual mold on the surfaces, or that's the biggest one, is the water issue. The, you know, mold, it's so humid here, and it's It don't take long for the mold to actually start growing, and that the mold is a huge problem. It'll affect the respiratory. I've seen, you know, kids be sick for just weeks on end and not know why they were sick, but it pertained to the mold in the house. Yeah. So,
yeah, there's a lot more importance to home repairs than just making cabinets look pretty. Right. And I think people forget that sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, congratulations on your getting your contractor license. That's a really exciting accomplishment. What has that changed as when you took that step? How did that change your business?
It was a huge change. So obviously it opened up the more work, a lot more work and more jobs that we were able to take on and do. But, you know, I've been in this industry for 25 years, and just being able to now provide that extra, you know, extra service to people, it's provided more, you know, more work, more jobs for the company, and keep our employees with stable work coming in. And
I'm guessing that it also just allowed you to, you care so much about your customers, and there was probably some tough times in the beginning where you said, I can't take on that job, where people approach you about certain things that you had to turn them away, and you'd rather kind of keep them with you where you know I'm going to provide quality work to you, where I don't know what that guy's going to do down the street.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a peace of mind kind of thing. Yeah, knowing that we can take care of them in that situation.
Which is interesting to say your peace of mind for your customer, you know, for how your customers' jobs are going. You know, you care about your clients a lot.
Yeah, we do deeply care about them and then their houses too. So
we'll be right back. Our conversation with Joe Fleury of J&G Exterior Solutions continues. So you mentioned earlier that you are able to provide jobs for a lot of men that have, I assume men, that have kind of been through some hard times. Why was that part of your mission, and why is that so important to you?
It was so important to me because I was given a second chance. I'm not going to get into too many details because that's not who I am now. But, you know, I found myself in a needing a hand up and a second chance. And it's just very rewarding knowing that we can provide that second chance for, you know, people of all types of backgrounds, just, you know, whatever their situation is. It's just very rewarding knowing that we can offer that now.
When you were going through some hard times yourself, what was the biggest struggle that you had? Kind of once you found, you realized you were going to turn your life around and get that second chance, what did you need the most during that time?
I guess a steady employment is probably the most thing you need, but again,
it gives you a sense of purpose, right?
Yeah, it does. You know, my faith is my biggest thing, so I'll refer to that often. But just having a job, when you first get out and you first start over, you know, whatever, you know, getting out of jail, prison, whatever the situation, or just pulling yourself out of a slump, or you know, first of all, you got to have your, you know, license and all that, and it takes, you know, financial to do all that stuff. So having a job, it gives you a sense of purpose again. It gives you the means and opportunity to be able to do those things, you know, get your license back, or just whatever, you know, the situation may be that you're having to pay for or whatnot. But when I first got a job again, from not working for a while, It just was a big sense of pride, you know, knowing that you were accomplishing something and knowing that you were back on the right path, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm guessing the work environment really matters in that situation as well, because you could get a job that is, you know, at a restaurant where people might be drinking and having, you know, bad influences around you, maybe, or maybe not positive influences, and being able to be in a job yourself and then provide for other people where it's a positive environment, I think that's probably pretty important as well.
Yeah, it's very important. We provide a drug-free environment, we provide a positive environment, and we also, you know, I attend church regularly, and I'm a big advocate of attending church and just trying to provide that in, at the environment, our work environment too, so that there is a positive environment.
Yeah, I'm guessing that that matters when you show up and you know that your boss, your owners are faith-based, faith-driven.
Yeah.
That probably matters a little, that changes things a little bit more.
Yeah, when you're looking to change your life or you know, make a turnaround, it there's only one way to really do that, and that's through, you know, Jesus Christ. But to know that the owners are faith-based or Christian, and that it's going to be a positive work environment, knowing that you're not set up for failure is a big plus.
Well, it helps you to know that there's other people that you're surrounded with that are putting their faith in Jesus throughout their day too. If you're just joining us, we have Joe Fleury in with J&G Exterior Solutions. One of the other things that I think probably helps when you're kind of making a turnaround of your life is just the work that you do. So you take these, you know, whether it is just cabinets that you're replacing or, you know, a leak in a bathroom that you have to, you know, take out drywall and go down to the studs, you get to see a job from start to finish. And that probably helps with your sense of accomplishment a little bit more than, you know, ringing up groceries at Walmart.
Yeah, that's the biggest reward of doing construction is, you know, taking something that's, you know, run down or, you know, I don't want to say ugly because that's people's home still, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know,
needs still, a little TLC.
Yeah, needs a little TLC and turning it into, especially now with having the general contractor license, we're doing, you know, huge additions on people's homes. We're doing, you know, building, I'm currently building my own house right now. Mm. So it's just amazing to be able to see, start from the ground up or from a disheveled cabinets to bright and shiny, you know.
If you could tell Joe from 20 years ago, hey, you're going to be own your own company, employ people, build your own house, would Joe from 20 years ago believe you one bit?
Absolutely not.
And what do you think that, you know, maybe a 10-year-old Joe, what was he planning on doing in life?
A 10-year-old Joe was planning to be a doctor. I was actually pre-med, but you know, life does get in the way and, you know, things happen. But the 10-year-old Joe had a little bit more ambition than the 20-something-year-old.
Well, and I think it's, you know, it's a very different, I think when you think about just a work environment that makes you thrive, being a doctor is a very different work environment than, you know, you're outside a lot, you're in the elements, you're working hard, you're sweating, you're coming home dirty. This huge sense of accomplishment. Not that there's a lot of value in doctors too. I think that there's just, it's a very different kind of work environment, and maybe you found where you thrive more than, you know, just being smart and going, you know, pre-med.
Yeah. I wouldn't change working inside for working outside ever again. I got a factory job when the economy took a turn back in 08. It wasn't for me, but just that's the best, not only the rewarding part of, you know, helping people in their houses and doing quality work, but also, getting to work outside. And just, especially when it's hot out. And I mean, you know, a lot of people like to be in the AC, but we enjoy being outside and working on those tans.
Getting the farmer tans going. I love that. I think that there is so much value in knowing yourself enough to pick the right path. You know, working in a factory job, you did it, you tried it, and you realized it wasn't for you. And it probably your quality of life was not very, very great at that time.
Right.
And I think kind of taking the time, how did you find that construction was your thing?
Just excelling at it. And I'm just fascinated. I'm a hands-on type of person. And I always like to see how things work, and just and that equates to the building too, just to see how things are built, just being hands-on in that aspect. So,
but hands-on in a way that's not that you get to kind of try things out and you get to test things, and I'm sure different materials or kind of researching into what materials work best. And there is, it's not just here, go do this. You actually get to use your brain and you get to kind of try things out and lead the ship.
Yeah, technology is changing, and that's in the building industry too. From just 10 years ago, there's products out now that weren't out 10 years ago, and that we use and push now. And it's awesome to see just the technology and the transformation in the building industry compared to back in the early 90s when I started. Compared to now.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. We have Joe Fleury in today with J&G Exterior Solutions. So tell me a little bit more about the services. I know we started just with exterior of decks and windows and doors, and that kind of was what you fit into. And then with this general contractor license, it expanded into a lot more. What services would people want to call you if they are looking to have what done in their house?
So we are we offer all types of services. Any home improvement service you can think of, we offer that. Anywhere from home remodeling, kitchen, bath remodeling, to adding an addition to your home, space to your home, if you just have a piece of siding blown off, we take care of that too. So,
pretty much. So most of the things more bigger projects that you're looking to work on. I mean, you mentioned the piece of siding, but if I have a plumbing issue, would you be the person to call, or would a plumber be a better person to call?
We still take care of a lot of just small plumbing issues. A plumber may be better suited for that, but we have a plumber on staff, and we still take care of those. We've ventured off into bigger, doing the home additions, and we do it with quite a bit of them and building houses now. But we still like to take care of all our customer needs. So
yeah, I'm guessing that once you have a customer that's really satisfied with you and your guys and understands, it's a lot of trust to allow a group of people, even if it's two or three that you don't know into your home. That's a lot of trust.
It's a huge amount of trust. And we don't take that lightly neither, but and just from taking care of, past customers, but a lot of people, we go, hey, our neighbor, our, sister, brother, whatever, referred you, you done such a good job with them that, we need this done or whatever. And we still take care of the smaller things. We prefer, we like doing the bigger projects. We like challenging ourselves. So, the bigger projects are a little more challenging, but we take care of everything.
So if somebody has an idea, they want to do an expansion on their house, what's the process like? They call you up and say, hey, Joe, I'm looking to add, a living room onto the back of my house. What does that process look like, from start to finish?
So the first thing we do is we set up a consultation. I come out to your home. You pretty much tell me, your idea, your vision and everything. And then I take notes, and then walk them through the steps, you know, tell them what's best fits for that situation, you know, which product, et cetera, what can be done in that situation or can't be done in that situation. A lot of people are just looking for guidance too, because they've never, you know, added any, you know, done a remodel or added onto their home. So it's so there's a lot of trust there too.
I'm guessing that sometimes you can't even picture my home before I moved in. The previous owners had expanded the kitchen and put on an addition in the back of the house. And I've seen what the original kitchen looked like, and I couldn't even picture that in my own brain. I couldn't have envisioned how that all would fit. You know, when people really redo things, it's not something that those of us who aren't in that world can't think that way.
Yeah.
And so you get to come in and say, hey, did you think you could move your toilet over here? And that would open up this space. And I'm sure that's just crazy for people sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And we got a lot of tools too to help. So the next step would be, you know, drawing up plans or, you know, we even have 3D models now. So I'm working with a guy right now for a garage that we was able to, the customers was wanting to envision how the garage was going to match up to their house. So we did a 3D mock-up of the whole thing, and they got a 3D mock-up to bring the vision to life for them before we even drove a nail. So that's pretty cool too.
I'm sure that's a newer technology that's just really fun to be able to create with too. I think, you know, when you're even interior, I think a garage is like, oh, it's just one room. There's not really much in a garage, but I'm sure if you're putting in a fireplace or putting in windows or all that kind of stuff, is really exciting to be able to use that technology and kind of walk through that process where people wouldn't even, you know, sort of be able to come up with that without seeing that.
Yeah. A lot of people have trouble seeing that vision. And that's a big thing I hear is I can't see how this is going to be. I want to see how this is going to work out, you know, and that helps out a lot to show people what it, how it's going to actually be, you know, before we even start the project.
So one of the things I've done some renovations with the Biz Foundry. We've done some remodels of buildings, and it's always so long. It takes forever. So once people decide, okay, I like the vision you have, we start this process, kind of what comes next? Are they waiting around for a really long time most of the time? Or with you having people on your staff, I'm guessing you can kind of, and you know, the general contractor yourself, you can keep the projects moving along.
We try to be starting projects within the first couple of months. Some projects with the active projects we have going on are, you know, take all the guys to be there. So, and just ordering stuff and hashing out all the details, it's about a 2-month process before we can actually start. But we have, you know, we work with a lot of subcontractors too, so we're able to keep things flowing pretty quickly. So,
well, and how much has, tax increases and importing goods, how much has that affected your business?
Not one bit.
That's great.
If anything, we stay pretty booked out pretty far. So, it hasn't affected it one bit.
Good. Well, and you're able to kind of plan things out. How much as you've gotten busier, that's kind of one of the difficult blessings, maybe, to say, is that when you get busier, then you have to really schedule and plan and figure out, okay, you know, you don't want your guys sitting around. You want to make sure that you have the materials in. How do you kind of figure out how to stay organized and all that good stuff with your jobs?
That's a challenge. So being a contractor, someone that can build stuff, we're not great at everything. So
yeah.
I've actually had to bring in, I had to hire, I didn't want to be that person where I was dropping appointments and forgetting to show up, because that was one of the biggest annoyances I heard from people was, you know, people just not showing up or just texting back or whatever, you know. And I didn't want to become that person either. So I hired a secretary to help me out with that, to make sure that we were showing up on time and at places and to help ease the the streamline, all the scheduling and everything.
I'm sure that that was a game changer for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure that that helped a lot. So if people want to kind of see some of your projects or see what you've done or contact you, how would they reach out to you?
So we are on Facebook, J&G Exterior Solutions. We are on Google. So J&G, again, J&G Exterior Solutions on Google My Business page. There's a little bit on TikTok, J&G Exterior Solutions. I've done a few videos. That's the next step, is hiring a content team or something.
Yeah.
I've got a bunch of videos and pictures that need to be...
That's a whole nother beast, trying to figure out all that. And that's, I think, as a business owner, you're trying, you know, you're learning how to manage employees. You're learning, you know, your skill, your trade. You've gotten a contractor's license so that you could grow your business. And then you have to go out and figure out how to get customers, too. Like, there are so many. Did you have any idea what you were getting into when you started a business?
Absolutely not. I thought it, you know, you just show up and did the work and everything would be, you know, it just worked itself out.
But yeah.
It's not.
And then
that
you
way.
Realize that you're the boss.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
nobody else.
And you're fixing all the problems and they look to you.
You know, it's kind of like when you're a kid and you think, you know, dinner just shows up on the table at night and you just get to, you know, somebody gives you a ride to your friend's house or a job or whatnot. And then you realize once you're an adult and you have kids of your own, you're like, well, I'm the one that has to put dinner on the table. And when you become a business owner, you're like, well, I guess somebody figured out how to write our paychecks every week. I didn't know how to do that. That, you know, it just showed up on in my bank account, but now I'm the one that has to do that.
It's been a huge learning curve, and we wear a lot of hats, you know, taxes, you know, keeping up with, you know, just, you know, scheduling, you know, payroll, you know, you've hit on a few things, but order materials, you know, make sure the guys are there on time, and just they show up and then there's no materials there, then there goes wasted time there. So there's a lot of hats that business owners wear, and so I think some people are, when we start out, we're just blind to how many jobs we actually do.
Yeah, for sure. So give us that phone number if people want to call you and get a consultation and start kind of a project rolling. What's the phone number they can call you at?
So they can call us at 931-287-8592, and I answer all the phone calls, so you'd be talking directly to me. Just ask for Joe.
Well, fantastic. So follow along on social media, TikTok, Facebook. You can follow the Google My Business page, J&G Exterior Solutions. Joe Fleury, thank you so much for coming in today and telling your story, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thanks for having us.